USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The federal judge declined to immediately rule on whether to appoint an independent reviewer of the material that was taken from former President Trump's Florida home by the FBI. The judge did order to have a more detailed inventory of what was taken unsealed by the FBI. The former president continues to maintain that he did nothing wrong when he brought the sensitive materials to Florida last year.
Then all of a sudden you're leaving, and stuff gets packed up and sent.
Right.
All sorts of stuff. You know, mostly the boxes, pictures and newspapers and shirts and gear and, you know, golf balls.
Former New York Police Department officer Thomas Webster, who unsuccessfully tried to convince a Washington, D.C. jury that he was merely acting in self-defense against a police officer who he assaulted on January 6th, I'm Tony Maruso, and this is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.